Picture this, you're a developer, headphones in, debugging quietly at your desk. You open a browser tab to check AliExpress for some spare components. And without a single prompt, without asking permission, the webpage starts sending audio pulses through your Bluetooth headset, silently probing your hardware fingerprint and, as a side effect, breaking your multipoint connection to every other device. You didn't consent to that, you didn't even know it was happening. That's where we're starting today, and it gets stranger from there.
Welcome to IntelliJix HN Daily for Friday, August 21, 2026. I'm Sarah Chen, and joining me as always is Marcus Rodriguez. We've got a genuinely dense episode today: infrastructure failures, supply chain security nightmares, hidden government money in the history of modern computing, and some surprisingly deep debates about how we think and write.
I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Before we dive in, a quick word for anyone finding us for the first time. We pull our stories from Hacker News at news.acombinator.com, but we're completely independent. No affiliation with Y Combinator, no sponsorship from Hacker News, no editorial relationship whatsoever. We're just two people who spend way too much time reading the community and want to share what's worth your attention.
And if you haven't spent time on Hacker News itself, do yourself a favor and go. The real depth is in the comment threads, engineers, researchers, and founders who were actually in the room when some of these things happened. We give you the highlights, but the community gives you the texture. News.acombinator.com, worth bookmarking.
Here's what we're covering today. GitHub's August 17th outage is the kind of infrastructure postmortem that the entire industry needed to see, 554 upvotes and 608 comments, which tells you how deeply this one landed. We'll break down what happened and what the work ahead actually means in practice.
On the AI front, we've got three stories converging in interesting ways. The Ox Alpha model appeared on OpenRouter with no announced origin and immediately generated speculation. DeepSeek dropped a vision experiment, V4 Flash Vision, that's pushing multimodal capability into faster inference territory. And there's a paper gaining serious traction, arguing we need to stop treating AI reasoning tokens as if they are actual thoughts. That last one cuts against a lot of the narrative you hear from model vendors.
There's also a Rust supply chain attack that is not a drill. A malicious crate called ArrayRef ran a build time payload, meaning it executed arbitrary code the moment you compiled your project. 511 upvotes and 435 comments. The Rust community is having a serious conversation about trust models right now.
We'll look at the web development world, which had a good week for the "just use what the platform gives you" crowd. Two separate posts, HTML can do that, and small native web tricks worth remembering, both hit the front page, and together they make a compelling case that modern browsers are far more capable than most developers realize.
And then the historical deep dive that nobody saw coming. The CIA helped keep Steve Jobs' NXT afloat in the 1980s. Not metaphorically, literally, CIA funding. We'll get into what that means for how we understand the lineage of Mac OS and, by extension, the modern internet.
We've also got the Micron $10 billion research hub in Boise. A fascinating essay on why writing dense, layered arguments is actually better than writing short and punchy. And a piece on Japan's failed attempt to build a global operating system that the US government actively blocked. Plus Linux 7.2, Ruby hash optimizations, a huzzah coding tool with an unusual approach to AI pair programming, and the AliExpress fingerprinting story that frankly should be bigger news than it is.
Let's get into it.